It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Dak is going to be out for the rest of the year. He's going to have surgery on his torn hamstring tomorrow morning in New York. Jerry Jones made the announcement this morning on 105.3 The Fan and says, guys, the team's going to get through this.
We have got to drill down, look at it, and candidly, nobody's in any better shape to do something about it than I am. And I'll assure you that these rough times make me want to do something about it.
Well, he better do a lot about it, because right now they got Cooper Rush. He's going to start again against the Houston Texans on Monday night. They got Trey Lance backing him up. They also have re-signed Will Greer. Remember him? He's coming back to the practice squad. But the Cowboys season appears to be in tatters, and today it just got worse. Dak Prescott, we've been telling you, is going to have season-ending hamstring surgery tomorrow in New York. Owner and GM Jerry Jones joined the guys over at 105.3 The Fan and talked all about it.
Still have it there in New York. We had a good visit last night, and he wants to do that there, and he's got great medical doctors up there. It's a more common injury in hockey, and he's got doctors that are very familiar with how to repair that, and his prognosis is wonderful. It just means that we're not going to have him the rest of the year.
It's just wonderful. So it's going to be Cooper Rush and Trey Lance for the rest of the way. They did sign another quarterback to their team, Will Greer. You might remember him. He's going to be on the practice squad. So why is Cooper getting the start over Trey Lance?
Cooper has shown that he has the capability to compete and win in games. And he does give us our best chance. Frankly, that was really an out-of-character game for him based on what we've seen and we know about Cooper. I'm not so sure. He had quite a neck strain on that very first play, that first fumble, where he went down and he didn't get the recovery, but he had quite a neck strain. I'm not at all making excuses at all, but he was not the Cooper Rush that we know and how he can play. His footwork was discombobulated. A lot of things went wrong for us out there yesterday. Now you say, well, it went wrong the last time he played Philadelphia. But bottom line is that I'm not cutting him. I guess I am saying that he can play better than that. He can play better than that.
All right, so the big issue all week, or at least people have been talking about it, is that sun that just blares into the stadium and the afternoon games that start after 3:25. And putting up curtains. So what about it, Jerry?
That stadium was built to feel like it's outdoors when you're indoors. And it was built to have sunlight coming in every way that you could put it out there as though it were open air, yet still being inside. And so usually, and that's the case with us, that if there's a field, or in the case it's your home field, which it is of the Dallas Cowboys, it should be an advantage to the home team. So I don't want to adjust it for one reason, is because it is an advantage to us. Over the years, we've played 52 games that have anything to do with the time of year when that sun could be there, obviously eliminating night games and games where the sun is not wouldn't be involved. We've had 52 games. We've won the majority of them. But more important than anything, we know where in basketball, we know where the dead spots are on the floor. That's our advantage. That should be our advantage. We get to play there more, and we get to have it as advantage. It has been an advantage for us to know where the sun is. I don't want to change that.
Now it's going to be called the Field of the Rising Sun. They play the Texans on Monday night. And the good news there, no sun will be involved in the game.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Arlington's entertainment district is packed with stadiums, hotels, and stuff to do, but until now, you could only visit.
The first apartments in the entertainment district will open in January, and Cordish Company says the complex next to Live by Lowe's is already 80% booked. One Rangers Way has 50 floor plans, including one named for the voice of the Rangers, Eric Nadell.
It's really unfathomable to think that when I started in 1979, there was nothing out here except for a minor league ballpark and a water-themed park that was right next to the original Arlington Stadium.
The Rangers' Rob Matwick says people can start signing up now for tours that'll start next week.
This is another milestone day here in the entertainment district.
He says living space will add another dimension to the entertainment district, and One Rangers Way was built to celebrate the team. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
The group Dallas Haitians United has been forced to cancel next week's plan to travel to Haiti because of a new travel ban.
The FAA says it's unsafe for U.S. commercial airliners to travel to Haiti after gunfire struck a Spirit Airlines plane. That has ended the planned charity trip by the Dallas Haitians United, which was to leave a week from tomorrow. Group President Maggie Augustine cannot believe how violent her nation has become.
Haiti is my home country. I was born there, but raised in the state. But at the end of the day, it is still my home country. And to see the state of how things have gotten, it is quite saddening to us.
She hopes the 30-day ban will be allowed to expire and families will be able to travel back to Haiti for the holidays. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas City Hall corruption case that dates back to 2020 has led to a guilty plea. 70-year-old Sherman Roberts bribed both Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway and the late councilwoman Carolyn Davis. Roberts wanted tax breaks for his business, the Citywide Community Development Corporation, and he was going to be sentenced in March. Carraway served prison time for a different bribery scandal. Davis died in a car crash shortly after she was indicted.
Texas lawmakers getting a head start on filing their bills for the 2025 session.
This was the first day for lawmakers to submit their bills, and more than 1,000 have already been filed. One of them would force any undocumented students at state universities to pay out-of-state tuition, even if they are Texas residents. Another would stop the state from enforcing any red flag warnings on people trying to buy guns. A Democratic state senator from South Texas wants to eliminate daylight savings time in the state. Both the governor and lieutenant governor have said they want lawmakers to approve school vouchers. Lawmakers return to Austin for their next session on January 14th. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The latest now on possible schools closing in the Louisville School District because of budget issues. The district is considering closing 5 elementary schools. Last night, some parents spoke out during the school board meeting.
I hope you can make your decisions based not only on the current financial struggle, but what will be best for the district's future and, most importantly, the future students that it will serve.
Our petition to keep Garden Ridge Elementary open has over 2,100 signatures. For a small school like ours, that is quite significant.
Now, the district plans to hear from more parents across the district this week. A listening tour gets underway at 6 tonight at Flower Mound High School Auditorium. Tomorrow night, it's at the Colony High School, and Thursday night, it's at the auditorium at Marcus High School. The board will make its decision at the end of the year.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and turkey prices are looking good for all of us that love that tryptophan.
The wholesale price on whole turkeys is 99 cents a pound right now, compared to $1.12 per pound last year. But Texas A&M AgriLife economist David Anderson says that could change because of lower production and supplies than a year ago. He says prices bottomed out after Thanksgiving last year and haven't recovered. Prices are below the 5-year average of $1.22 per pound. Anderson says producers also continue dealing with higher input and labor costs, which contributed to a drop in production. The USDA says turkey production is down more than 6% from last year. From the 24-hour news center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, as one restaurant chain attempts a comeback, its most popular menu item has disappeared.
Red Lobster's endless shrimp is kind of a big deal.
The company's CEO, Damola Adamolkin, tells USA Today 9 new menu items include lobster bisque, grilled mahi, and bacon-wrapped sea scallops. But $20 of all-you-can-eat shrimp is gone for good. Red Lobster higher-ups blamed it as a factor in its bankruptcy filing. Diners will be able to fill the void with hush puppies. The cornmeal fritters are making a comeback after they were discontinued in recent years. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
All you can eat hush puppies? Rush for the hush?
Yeah.
Is that their new slogan?
Oh, it's not as exciting.
No. One of the biggest bands of the mid-2000s is back together and touring next summer. Spot this one. My Chemical Romance had a huge hit in 2006 with their album The Black Parade. The album went triple platinum in the U.S. and the United Kingdom. They've just announced their touring 2025. Going to play their entire album. Their only stop in Texas is in Arlington. They'll play Globe Life Field on Saturday, August 2nd with an opening act, Garbage. I like them. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m.
I sound so old when I say they just don't make music like that anymore. There's like that whole era of like emo and
all right,
like that
boomer,
alternative rock.
Take it easy, boomer.
They don't do that. Oh boy, these Gen Zers have no idea. They're going to try to bring it back though. They're already trying to bring the 90s back in some capacity.
Get wrecked.
424, let's check your money with David Johnson.
No, we're going to go with Nancy Lyons.
Make
how about that?
Yes.
That's okay. Stocks today took a break from the post-election rally. The Dow was down 382. The S&P and NASDAQ both lost 17. Crude oil futures were little changed. Beef may be what's for dinner, but not at these prices. Customers stung by the high cost of beef increasingly have been turning to chicken. But that's okay with Tyson Foods, which sells both. Declining fortunes in its beef business last quarter were more than offset by rising chicken demand. Grubhub could soon have a new owner. The Wall Street Journal reports Wonder, which is a food delivery startup founded by a former Walmart executive, is in talks to buy its better-known competitor. Wonder started out focusing on operating mobile kitchens from a fleet of trucks, but last year it switched strategies and started opening brick-and-mortar locations. Wonder also owns meat kit company Blue Apron. I'm Nancy Lyons with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.